We have a Viking,
rawr.
Then we have kind of a different design of Viking slaying a dragon. I'm Carly Beyer, and I am on the Little Norway Festival Committee. And what we're looking at right now, we're at the front windows of the Forest Service building downtown, which is the old post office. And we're looking at the elementary school coloring exhibit that we do every year. And we've got four different designs that the kids have done. I left it open. Usually in the past, what I've done is had two different designs for each grade level, but that got kind of out of control. So what I did is chose four different designs and let the kids choose which one they wanted to color.
I'm Sue McCallum, and I'm the director of the museum, of the Klasse Museum. And we're having our Little Norway art show, which is a community art show, and everybody brings in whatever they've been working on or doing all winter long. And so every year it's something new. And we have like stainless steel ratfish, and we have wood-turned glasses. We've got knitting. We have gourd art. We have oils and watercolors. And, of course, silversmithing. We've just got about everything. We have some new types of art this year. In fact, we have a Warhammer art, which are the creatures. I don't know if anybody knows about Warhammer, but we have a whole set, a little war going on back there. I don't even know how to describe them. They have long tongues and wings and skulls hanging off their wings, and they're going into battle, and some are very large monster-like with horns, and some are smaller, but all have very sharp teeth and gross tongues. They're cool.
My name is Fran Jones. I'm the owner of Seaport Gallery and Gifts. And this weekend we have Brenda Schwartz coming over from Wrangell. She's going to be bringing some originals. Brenda is a watercolor artist. She paints on boat charts. That's what she's really known for. You can see that a lot of her pictures actually has a chart relative to the image that she paints on it. So, for instance, if she does a Petersburg scene, the chart will have Petersburg and the outlying areas on the chart itself, which is really nice. This is the original that is kind of the showpiece. It is a Bicycle Seafoods, and the boat The Providence is in it. It's a scene of Devil's Thumb in the background, and it's a beautiful watercolor. She has actually turned this into a print available for the first time during the festival weekend. So Brenda not only brought the original, she brought 60 of the prints for sale.
Hi there, I'm Janine Gibbons, coming back to my hometown of Petersburg, Alaska. I'm having a jewelry show down at the Wild Celery with all my newest creations. It's been a few years since I've had a show here because now I own my own store in Ketchikan, Alaska. Been really busy for me, so I thought, hey, I'm coming to Petersburg, I should have a show. So here I am. I've made all new creations just for this event. I've got over 120 different styles of earrings and not that many necklaces, but all handcrafted, all from scratch. So lots of colors for every type of person. I've switched up kind of the way that I make things. I do everything from scratch. I start out with a long piece of silver, and then I start wrapping and hammering, and every piece is oxidized, so it has this kind of rustic look, which is, I feel, great for Alaskan gals, because then we can go out in the boat and go hiking and not be too extravagant, but also look kind of hip. So basically, I work with glass beads and then semi-precious stones. We've got opal and emerald or chalcedony and many different types of stones. So I try to make things that look kind of like bohemian as well, ethnic bohemian. Just like I said, something you could just wear everywhere, anywhere you're going, and just fit right in. That's kind of what I strive for.